Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Here is Coffee at KYUK with host Greg Kim and guest Lindsay Beanspoke. It's all yours, Greg.
Thanks, Iris. Thanks for joining us this morning on Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Greg Kim. Lindsay Beanspoke is the first female BRHS alum to sign as a college wrestler. Over the weekend, she competed in her first tournament and took second place in her weight class. Hi, Lindsay. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Lindsay, how are you feeling after winning second place in your first college wrestling tournament?
Well, it was pretty exciting. I was pretty excited for it, and then I saw my name on the board. I got pretty nervous. Learning how to wrestle freestyle was new for me, so I'm still learning all the rules for it, but it was pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. Were you nervous leading up to the tournament?
Not really. I wasn't expecting to do as well as I did. I was just trying to get a tournament in so I could learn what freestyle was like, because we did folk style in high school.
Oh, I see. And what's the difference been so far?
I think in freestyle, it just makes it so much easier to earn points. In freestyle, you're supposed to lay on your stomach when you go on the mat, like in a star with both arms out and both legs out. And you could get points for rolling them over. You could lock hands on bottom. You just get more points for takedowns.
Mm-hmm. So what was your game plan going into this last weekend?
I didn't really have a game plan because, like I said, I'm still very new to freestyle. So I was just going to go in and, like, I was taught by my dad to focus on or use their kazushi or their balance against them. And that's kind of what I did in high school. So I usually just start off the mat, see how they wrestle, and use their mistakes against them. So that's what I found.
Mm-hmm. And you learned judo from your dad, Warren Polk, as well. Does that seem like it's coming in handy so far in your college wrestling career?
Yes, a lot. In high school here, college here, they're teaching more judo moves and practices, which I thought was pretty cool. And I would connect them to the judo names that I've learned them to. And then, so it just makes it a lot easier to know them already.
Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about judo, but what I do know is that what you said about using your opponent's mistakes or using their weight and movement against them, that's what I know about judo. Is that about right? And what else about judo has helped you with your wrestling?
Grounding is something that's really helped me when I'm in a pin position. You learn to, like, keep your center on them so they can't move, but you can move around them so you keep them in place. I don't know how else to describe it.
Okay.
But, yeah, judo is a big part of my wrestling.
Mm-hmm. How is training going during the COVID-19 pandemic over there?
It's definitely different. So when we're practicing, we don't have to wear face masks, which is nice. But when we're lifting and doing cardio, we do have to wear a face mask. And the face mask gets pretty sweaty and makes it really hard to breathe. But, yeah, it's I like it. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Besides those face masks, while you're lifting weights, are there any other COVID-19 precautions that your team is taking?
Yeah, we were assigned groups of 2 to 3 people, and we only worked with those 2 or 3 people throughout practice. But in case one of us gets COVID, we know which group we have to put in quarantine.
That makes sense. And then I guess when you're wrestling with other wrestlers from other schools, is there much you can do?
What do you mean?
That's a different group of people. I imagine, is there any kind of precautions you can take with people from other schools?
Yeah, well, right now they have us testing for COVID 3 times a week, and all other colleges have to do the same if we're going to compete. And they have us using a face mask during tournaments, which I think is pointless. But after our wrestling match, they have us wipe down with disinfectant wipes as well.
I see. Okay. Yeah, but testing 3 times a week, that should help.
Yeah.
What's your favorite and least favorite thing about being a college athlete?
My favorite thing would probably be the fact that I have something to do and something to look forward to. Least favorite, balancing classes and practice and tournaments and assignments and sleep.
Mm-hmm. I asked you about how wrestling is going. How is the school year going outside of wrestling?
Can you say that again?
Yeah, I asked you about how wrestling is going this year, but how's school going outside of wrestling?
It's not bad. Some of our classes are strictly remote. Some of them are high flex, where we go to classes in person, let's say Monday, and then on Tuesday it would be remote. And then we have to submit a survey every day to show that we're feeling okay. And masks, as usual. But they're not bad.
I see. Are your movements pretty restricted? Is your campus saying you can't leave, or tell us about, you know, what other precautions that your school is taking?
Not that much. They advise us not to leave. They don't permit any parties, especially if you're in athletics, because that just takes the whole team out for a week if one of you gets COVID. But they don't really enforce keeping people on campus that much.
Gotcha. For our listeners who might not know, you're attending Gannon University in Erie, Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How's the change been from Bethel?
Well, it is definitely a big change. I do miss seeing the tundra, because Gannon is in the middle of the city. So we're just surrounded by buildings and concrete. It's different. The weather is looks nicer here than there, in my opinion. It's not as cold, but it gets pretty rainy and warm and just not consistent.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what you're studying?
Digital media.
Okay, really, how'd you
sure
decide that?
I originally wanted to do, graphic design, but they don't have that here, and digital media is the closest thing to it.
Okay. Yeah, you're a pretty artistic person. I read some of your poetry that you did while you were in high school. are you looking into an artistic career path?
Yeah, I would like to.
Tell us a little bit more about the social scene during the pandemic. You said that parties are banned. Are you able to make new friends in other settings?
Yeah, I've made a couple friends with some of my classmates as well, but most of them are from my team.
Gotcha.
And then they also have clubs or extracurricular activities you can do on the weekends as well.
I see. Tell us about some of those. Have you joined any?
No, but I know they have some craft. I'll go to skiing places or kayaking, a bunch of outdoor stuff. Or you could stay in and do like a game over Zoom. And they'll do it that way, and you could win awards or prizes.
I see. Okay. So they're mostly outdoor activities or online activities?
Yeah. Right now, most of them are online, though.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about what are some of your goals for this year, whether they're wrestling-related or school-related or not either of those?
I'm more of like go with the flow kind of person, but I would really like to at least do well at regionals for wrestling, and that's in 3 weeks. And then we have 4 more competitions till nationals. Yeah, I'm just hoping to pass all my classes. That's my plan. And yeah, we'll go from there.
Awesome. Is there anything you want to say to your family or friends who are listening right now?
I'd like to say thank you for watching my tournament. I wasn't expecting so many people to be watching. And for that Facebook post, thank you for all the congratulations. It just made me feel so good that other people were watching, especially my family. Thank you.
Well, that's so great. Thank you for joining us today, Lindsay.
Yep, no problem.
You've been listening to Lindsay Beans Polk, who just finished second place in her weight class at her first college wrestling tournament. Thanks for listening to Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Greg Kim. Back to you, Iris.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.